Mix 106.5.
What's up? I don't know what's happening right now. We've had a really
technical difficulty filled 2 weeks, I'd say, right?
Yeah, it's been technically a really rough couple of weeks on this show. But I can hear you, so that's good. You hear me?
Barely, but it's kind of coming through.
Barely.
Yeah, it's very low. But good. I can hear you, though. That's good. Yesterday, I couldn't. So
okay.
That's nice.
All right. We have no intro today. I'll tell you, and I don't know if this is going to make any sense to you, but I'm sure that you understand that we're not in here playing like CDs or tape cassettes. There's not somebody actually physically in here playing music. So we, you know, there's a computer running the system. And I come in here, and everything's running fine. And then I look at the log and I realize that the computer is playing the playlist from 1:47 a.m. Like, that's what time it thought it was 1:47 a.m. And I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right at all. So I don't know what went wrong. I have no clue. So anyway, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Happy to have you here. We're gonna move forward and just, Charlotte is feverishly deleting every song as we go. What time are we at right now, Charlotte? 5 a.m. now?
We're up to 5 a.m. We got about an hour but we're getting there.
Everybody just be
sorry,
real.
Sorry, turn my mic away so you wouldn't hear my feverish clicking.
Yeah, she is just clicking, click, click, click. Okay, click, clack, click over here. All right, Would You Rather Wednesday. If you've never been here for one of these before, it's where we give you two unfortunate scenarios and you either choose one or the other, and both of them are unfortunate, so you gotta choose which one. We know they're just both not great, okay? So which one between these two unfortunate ones. Now, it's Mother's Day weekend, don't forget, so make sure you get something nice for your mom, or obviously remember her if she's passed. Would you rather your mother give you unsolicited advice about your weight or your parenting every time that you see her? Would you rather your mother give you unsolicited advice?
I just think it's funny because I'm sure a lot of people are like, that's literally my life.
I know. So you got to choose. And every time you see her, unsolicited about your weight or unsolicited about your parenting, every time that you see her, which one are you going to choose and why? 410-583-1065. You choose one or the other. And here's the good thing. Here's the positivity in this, is that at least you don't have to pick both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's one or the other. So it's like, you know, she's going to leave you alone.
And I'm sure
alone.
Everyone deals with some kind of version of this in their life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the good news is you only have to pick one. So.
Yeah, I'm going to go wait.
Okay.
Because I think the children would literally irritate me so much more, because it's like, you only get to pop in and pop out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Like, I don't want to hear what you got to say.
That helicopter.
And as far as like the weight thing, I'll literally just be like, thanks, girl. I continue
your pasta.
As I'm eating. You know what I mean? Because I've gotten those comments, whether I look too skinny, whether I look too thick, like whatever. And right. I just keep on keeping on.
Charlotte, which one are you going to pick? Is unsolicited advice about your weight or unsolicited advice about your parenting?
Well, I've got a loophole. Because I don't want to have kids.
No loopholes.
Well,
don't be like the list. There's like three listeners that always
want
loopholes.
That's not a loophole. I mean, if she doesn't want kids, then the answer would be wait.
So the worst,
your pet parenting then. How about
that? No, that's what I was about to say. The worst she could do is insult my pet parenting, which I don't think would get to me as much as comments about my weight. So I'm going pet parenting.
Okay.
There you go. Fair enough. Yeah, I think... because I've only had, like, my dad will always say something about my weight every time, good or bad.
Yeah.
When I walk in, he's always like, why are you getting so skinny? Or why are you getting so heavy? What's happening?
Yeah.
So I only know that feeling. So I gotta go parenting. I'm not a parent. So, like, I'm gonna, only because I know what it feels like to always know. I'm like, when I walk in the house, I'm like, I'll know what my weight's like because I know my dad's gonna mention where it's at.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go parenting, but because I don't know what the other side feels like, you know?
Yeah.
Now.
Three
trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, let's go.
From
the top.
Number three.
Happy National Nurses Week. Baltimore's Charm City Run and HOKA are teaming up to celebrate nurses today through Monday, May 12th. Nurses can stop by any of Charm City Run's 7 locations for exclusive in-store discounts and a special gift with purchase. They're also going to be making stops at hospitals all week with giveaways for our healthcare heroes. And I will be joining Charm City Run and HOKA later this morning at Anne Arundel Medical Center at 11 a.m. And then I'll be joining them again tomorrow morning at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. So if you are around, come say hi and happy Nurses Week.
Number two.
Krispy Kreme is making everyone's week a little sweeter by handing out free original glazed donuts today with no purchase or ID necessary. So this drop is meant to help ease the stress about the real ID deadline, which is today, which requires all U.S. travelers to have a real ID to board domestic flights and get into some federal facilities unless you have a passport or one of the other compliant pieces of ID. So just a heads up, yeah, you can go get a free donut at Krispy Kreme, but the real ID enforcement officially starts at airports nationwide today.
Man, honestly, if you get busted for that, you deserve it. At this point, there's no excuse of why you should not have a real ID. I cannot think of any reason. This thing has been pushed back for a decade at this point.
Has it really?
It has been. I cannot remember.
I know it's been pushed back forever, but like actually a decade?
I may be exaggerating. I need to look up the facts. I'm pretty sure it was 2015, 2016.
No
when
way.
When this was supposed to go into effect and it kept getting pushed back and back and back. I mean, it's been such a long time. If you did not know this, I don't know what else they could have done to let you know you needed a real ID. So I feel like, and I try to be a compassionate person, but if you did not know at this point that you needed a real ID, what else could they have done? Go get your real ID. Like, you need to get stopped at this point. Sorry.
Number one.
Calling all 90s kids, your favorite magical movie is finally getting a part two. Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman are officially returning for Practical Magic 2. Warner Brothers just announced the sequel will hit theaters on September 18th, 2026. Almost three decades after the original released in 1998. And if you want to see the original again, or if you've never seen it, you can actually see it now. It's streaming on Max. No word yet on like the full plot for the sequel, but fans are so excited, myself included.
I think I saw a few minutes and turned it off.
No.
You've
never
like
seen Practical Magic?
Is it like a rom-com or no?
I honestly wouldn't. I mean, there's definitely love stories for each of the sisters, but I don't know if it's, I wouldn't consider it a rom-com.
I don't know why. I think I may have been a little too old, and then I think I turned it on recently and just wasn't into it for
really?
Some reason.
I am so excited for this. Yeah. I watched it all the time, except the scary parts, because there are some scary parts
wait,
in there.
Wait, is it actually scary?
No, it's actually like kind of scary. Ah. And I think it's actually kind of scary. But Nicole Kidman was at the Met Gala on Monday, and she was saying that like her and Sandra are talking every single day, and they're just so excited. So I love it.
All right. It's time you learn the lore of Baltimore's, I don't know, is she the angriest doctor? Like, I don't know.
What would we call that? The
most sassiest doctor? I don't know. Y'all, every nurse
jealous?
Jealous doctor? I don't know. This is one of those stories, and trust me, throughout the course of the week, we take a lot of phone calls. We do a lot of segments. This is one of those stories we just cannot forget as a group, and it's time that you know this story in case you don't. This is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. First off, happy Nurses Week.
Yes.
To all of our many, many nurses that work tirelessly throughout the weeks, the months,
long
the
hours,
years.
The dedication, the empathy, the care, our healthcare heroes.
Come on.
Happy Nurses
come on.
Week.
Come
absolutely.
On. Come on. Give it up for our nurses.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, back in 2021 or 2020?
I think it was 2021.
2021, that was the exact same thing that we said on the radio. And I, in true Kramer fashion, in a joke tone,
in jest,
said, I'm really glad you guys are doing all the work because honestly, what are the doctors even really doing? You guys come in there, you take the blood pressure, you do all the hard work, and then what, the doctor walks in, writes a script, and leave. I mean, let's be honest, the nurses really do all the work because it's Nurses Week, right? We're giving the nurses the props.
Yes. We're giving nurses their flowers and you were being playful. Clearly, we know everyone in the hospital are all doing very, very important things.
Doctors are also very, very important. Clearly. Everyone's important.
Yes.
The segment should have ended there.
But it didn't.
Y'all, I'll be damned if we didn't get one of the most odd, angry calls we ever got on the show this week back in 2021. And every Nurses Week, we have to go back.
It's a tradition. This has become a Nurses Week tradition on the show.
And play this. And honestly, I want to play it again because I want to go back and see, is it really as bad as we thought it was? Okay, so this is an angry doctor that called because she was upset what we were saying about nurses and doctors. Listen. Hey, Dana, I heard you've got a bone to pick with me.
I do. I'm actually victim offended by your comment that nurses do all the work. So I'm not downplaying the nurses. They are great. They have made me where I'm at. They've taught me a lot. but as a physician, I'm quite offended.
So today, by the way, is National Nurses Day.
I 100% know that, and I understand that. But to sit there on the air, and I'm giving all the credit. I give the credit to the nurses, too. And
yeah.
Believe me, they do their share, and they are part of the team.
Yeah.
And I know that today's National Nurses Day. But to say that on the air, does that they do all the work, and the doctors just come in and sign the orders?
So this is what I said. I'll go back and just to repeat for those that weren't here what I said. I said that I feel like the nurses are the one that do all the work. They come in, they'll take your temperature, they'll ask all the questions, they pretty much, I feel like, diagnose you right there. And then the doctor comes in and says, well, here's a script, go fill this, good to see you, bye, pat on the back, right?
No, they're not the ones that always diagnose you, and they can be missed. And I come in, I can speak for myself, I come in there and ask some of the same questions. I review all of your medications, and I make a diagnosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's wrong to say that the nurses, yeah, the nurse might come in and take your temperature. You're right. They might do that, but I come in and recheck a blood pressure if I need to. I'm going to come in, and if your pressure is high, I'm taking it again. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be the one ordering your EKG to make sure you're not having a heart attack. I'm the one, they might draw the blood, but I'm the one who's reviewing the blood work to make sure your kidneys are not going to crap because your pressure is so high.
Okay. That's a sentiment of the call. It went on for about 4 or 5 minutes.
So yeah.
That was the heart of the call.
She was upset.
All right. There you go. There's your annual angry Dr. Dana call. How do we feel reflecting back?
It's still as ridiculous.
Does it still feel as ridiculous?
Not EKG.
Let me try to defend her again. Does she have a right to call in and say, listen, I should be praised on Nurses Day versus the nurses?
No, because it was not serious. That's not what it was about. It was about giving nurses their flowers, and because she specifically wasn't getting one, it was like she felt the need to take theirs away, and I don't like that ever.
Charlotte, our producer, this is the first time you've ever heard that, this annual tradition that we have. Thoughts on the Dr. Dana call?
It made me itchy.
Yeah.
Like, it just...
Might want to go see a doctor, just maybe not Dana, you know?
It's
just not...
like, Dana, like, I'm sure you're slaying. No one is saying that you're not slaying. It's more that, like, nurses don't really get that hype as much. They kind of get overlooked sometimes. So it's like, it's not a lack of you being great. Just, like, let them have their moment.
Exactly.
It's a week.
Yep.
You'll be okay, Dana.
$1,000 minute. Mix 106.5.
All right, here we go. $1,000 in free gas. We call this $1,000 minute, and we play it the same time every day. So make a tradition of coming on back the same time to mix. Today is caller number 10. And hi, who's this? Hello. Hi, Mix. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Hey.
Isabel,
what's up? Good morning.
Hey, Isabel.
You're number 10. You did it.
I did it?
You did it.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Isabel, you've done it. Have you played before, Isabel?
No, this is the first time.
Oh, my God. Well, you got through.
We're
done
so happy
it.
You're here.
Welcome to the game.
Oh, we are so happy here.
Well, who all's here?
It's me and my daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
My name is Milan.
Milan, hi. How are you?
Hi, everybody. Hi, good morning.
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, we're good. Okay, well, let's go. We'll have Jess explain the rules, then we're going to play for this $1,000 in free dashing gas. Jess, how do we do it?
So if you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dashing gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we will go back to them only if there is time at the end. Isabel and Milan, you guys ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. What kind of word is calmly in the terms of grammar?
Noun.
It's not a noun. It's not a noun, unfortunately. Oh, no. That's okay.
A verb.
Adverb.
Yeah, it's an adverb. It's all right. You got excited. Hey, listen, we always say first time, everyone's just like, it's anxious. There's a lot going on. You have to get the first one under your belt, and that's fine. And that's totally fine. Let's keep playing for fun, though, see how we would have done with the rest of these questions, okay?
Yeah, we're just happy you guys are here. Question number 2, which number first lady was Michelle Obama? 44.
There you go.
She was close. Question number three. What is the hardest natural substance on Earth? Diamond.
Yeah,
that one's
a diamond.
Yeah. Question number four. Which EDM duo released the hit Closer with Halsey?
Milan, do you know? Baby, come closer.
There's what?
The Chainsmokers.
Yep, the Chainsmokers.
Question number five. A movie lasts 2 hours and 20 minutes. If it starts at 7.05 p.m., when does it end?
9:25.
9:25. You were close. Question number six. What actress founded the brand Goop?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yes, correct. Good one. And the last one. Which European city is known as the City of Canals?
Venice.
There you go.
There we go. It got better as we went. It got better as we went. So,
not a problem. Chat again. We'll chat again.
Yeah, please do.
That's it. You've cracked the seal.
All right.
Thank you
so much, guys.
Hey, you're so welcome. Tomorrow we're gonna come back same time. We're gonna play the seven new questions and for that same $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. Okay.
We'll chat again.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. And make sure to hit a Dash In for their classic country breakfast sacadilla. They've also got Santa Fe flavors as well. Both are made with fresh cracked eggs. And it can only be yours every day for a low price of just $6.95 at Dash In.
Hey, my name is Alexander. I am 11 and I live in Carroll County. My joke is, why did the killer whale play the violin?
Why did the killer whale play the violin? Let's get into it.
It's time for Kid Jokes.
Yeah. What's up? Welcome to Kid Jokes. It's beautiful sunny day in Baltimore, Maryland. And let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the kid jokes, all right? If you've never been here for this before, Jessica, let's explain the premise of this, and then let's fail miserably like we do every week, okay?
Literally. It's a lot of fun. The only stars of this segment are your kids. They take over our show, and they tell us their best and funniest kid joke, and then we attempt to try and solve them. But yeah, we're not really good at this.
So if you're a funny kid in the car right now, or maybe you're the parent of a funny kid, maybe encourage your kid to call for this segment because it is fun. 855-KID-JOKE is the number. You call, you leave the message with your funny joke on there. We, as adults, try to solve them. What we found over the years is we're not good at this, so we fail miserably. But not today. Today it all changes. It doesn't. It never changes.
It never changes.
I'm sorry, the joke was,
why did the killer whale play the violin?
Why the killer whale play the violin?
What?
Violin strings.
Violins are so tiny.
Why did the
I'm just like envisioning like the flippers.
Well, think like
like a sad violin.
Think of like a violin, under the sea.
Under the sea, right. Sebastian. Strings.
You're getting a well.
Under the sea. Because he was under the sea.
Under the sea string.
Because he wanted to be in the orchestra.
Wait, that's so cute.
Orchestra. Okay, that's good. 855-KID-JOKE. If you want to call, be on the segment, please.
Hello, my name is Camden. I'm 9 years old from Abingdon. My joke is, where did the chicken cross the road?
Here we go, Camden.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Yep.
It's not going to be to get to the other side.
You never know. Every now and then there was a curveball, but
you
it's
know
probably
what?
Not.
We haven't heard that in a long time.
No,
I'm going to go with just our faithful to get to the other side.
I'm not. I'm going to escape from a raccoon attack.
Oh.
Do you think it's maybe Mother's Day themed?
Oh.
To go get his mom a gift.
A gift, which was...
Eggs.
But wouldn't she be had, like, it's her eggs.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Can't give her her eggs.
That'd be
weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, we're making it weird. We're just going to say to get his mom a Mother's Day gift. That's why he crossed
the street.
To avoid KFC.
Oh, my God.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was not the angle
devastating.
We were taking with it.
Literally, it was his sibling.
Charlotte, you're done. Charlotte's done. 855 kid joke.
Hi, I'm Aislinn. I'm 15 years old. I'm calling from Ellicott City. My joke is, what do you call a stable horse?
What do you call
it? Wait, I just said it.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. JK.
JK. Wait, that was my favorite.
Wait, I wonder what the joke was supposed to be. What do you call a stable horse?
Wait.
Maybe what was it supposed to be?
So the answer is stable horse.
Oh, it's probably having to do with a horse being stable and probably in a stable.
But yeah, what's up?
The delivery in the JK was my favorite,
it's fine.
Though.
It's fine. It happens.
That's the best.
855 kid joke.
JK.
Hi, my name is Cody and I live at Perry Hall. And my kid joke is, where does a pencil go to vacation?
Where does a pencil go to vacation?
Aww.
Where does a pencil go to vacation?
The peninsula.
The peninsula. The peninsula. Yes, 110%. We're behind that. To the put. Does that make sense, actually?
I don't know.
But the peninsula.
Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. Duh. What? Obviously.
Okay, that was, it's cutie.
That was
we
good.
Like it. That's called kid jokes.
Are kids allowed to sit at the bar? Because I saw something over the weekend and I felt kind of weird about it. So I'm genuinely curious because I'm not a parent, neither is Kramer. And I just want to get, I just want to see how you feel about this situation.
I feel icky with just a few details I know. What's happening with this?
So over the weekend, Garage Boy and I did like a little staycation in Annapolis for our 1 year wedding anniversary. And on Saturday, the weather was gorgeous. It was like the prettiest day that we've had all year, right? And we went to a bar restaurant that had a rooftop and it's all open. So there's like a ton of tables where people and family, like clearly this isn't just like, obviously this is like a family friendly place, right? Yeah. However, on the rooftop, the bar is in the middle, and obviously there's like bar stools around the bar. And then surrounding the bar, there's like a patio area where you can sit in kind of like cute little lawn chairs around like a fire pit.
Yeah.
There's like side tables for like two tops, and then there's like four tops, right? So clearly like people are like eating up here. I'm assuming that they were probably waiting for a table to eat. So it was two parents and they were letting their daughter, I think maybe she was 7 or 8, sit at a chair, at a stool at the bar. So she's okay. Sitting at the bar. And I was like,
like almost like she pulled up for a drink.
Totally.
Same, like propped up at the bar.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like they got her something to drink. I think they got her like a water or a juice or something.
Yeah.
And she's drinking it.
Smoking
and
a cigar.
And they were recording her drinking it at the bar.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh. Like making like a thing out
I
of it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is like, you know what?
Man.
Not my All business. Right. Yeah. I'm minding my own thing. However, it then became a thing because this is a nice day I would like to put out. People are having a good time. No one was being like disrespectful or belligerent, but people were having some drinks. Okay.
Sure.
And the family where they sat and where their daughter was sitting at the bar, next to them, there was like a group of people who were definitely having a good time.
Yeah.
And they were on the louder side. They were having some drinks. They were enjoying themselves. And the parents turned over to them and they're like, hey, can you guys like kind of keep it down a little bit? Can you guys like kind of calm down a little bit? We're like trying to sit here. And I was like, yo.
Do you know where you're at? You're literally at a bar.
Like she's literally like, sitting at the bar area.
And the girl's how old?
I think she's 7 or 8.
Okay. All right.
And the whole interaction was just like a little uncomfortable to witness.
Yeah.
Because obviously the group of people literally were like, you're joking, right?
So they look stunned?
No, they were just like, there's no way. Like, please.
Right.
Like, come on. Yeah. You know? So the whole thing was just a little interesting.
That's a weird exchange,
to see,
man. I'm sure.
And also, I would like to say this: like, let's say they were like waiting for a table. There were other places. There were other areas they could have waited downstairs. There was like a little even open area where they could have stood to wait for a table. They chose to sit at this bar where it is very, very crowded.
Okay, initial reaction: kids sitting at the bar, and I'm talking like propped up at the actual bar, not the bar area, not like, you know, whatever, like I'm talking like literally sitting at the drunk ass bar, like people are sitting around drinking around you. What's your initial reaction? 410-583-1065. My first reaction: bad parenting. No, there's no reason your kid should be sitting in a bar. Like, there's so many other places you could take your kid. Sitting at a bar, why? What's your kid doing sitting there? Like, first off, Everyone around you is drinking, especially like you're they're there to drink. What good is going to come from that? And then I feel like it's like teaching your kid, like, especially if you're taking pictures of it, like making it's almost like ingraining at such a young age that like this is fun and like funny and like we're making a thing out of it. I mean, what was your initial reaction? What was like the
So when she sat down, my initial reaction was to I looked at Garage Boy and I was like, that's kind of weird, right?
So you got like weird vibes.
So I got
right?
a little weird because like I also was drinking, and like again, I would like to say no one was like belligerent, no one was being like crazy yeah. crazy. However, it was very busy and everyone's having drinks, and like I at first I was like, that's kind of weird, but like whatever. Like my thing is like it's not my business. However, what I thought was super weird was when they turned to the group next to them and was almost making them feel bad for having a good time. That's what I thought was weird, because you're literally allowing
well, you
her
should.
To sit
yeah,
there.
You can't tell someone how to act at a bar. Like that's really weird. Like, is that cool with your initial reaction, kids just sitting at the bar? Is that normal? Like Justin and Laurel, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's your initial reaction? Kids sitting at the bar, would you do it?
I would do it. I have done it. That's fine.
What? So explain this to me, because I don't. It just seems weird to me. It just seems like the wrong place for a kid to be.
I don't know. The kids want to act like adults, and I don't see anything wrong with that. But the second part is, I'm not telling people next to me if they're having fun to stop doing what they're doing.
Do you? So do you let your kids sit with you? Because what I noticed was like she was sitting down and then her mom and dad were like standing behind her. So is it more so like you want them in front of you or you don't mind them sitting down with you?
I think it depends on how the bar is set up. If they're like really, really high chairs, I might be standing behind them like you were saying. But as long as we're paying attention, we're not letting them run around in a bar, because that's not cool.
Well, that's for sure not cool. But like, so, I mean, but you're saying like kids like to do things and you know, act like grownups. I mean, there's a lot of things I think kids want to do that act like grownups that you probably say no to. So why is the bar a different situation?
The weekend, we want to have fun also. Kids are allowed to have fun. Adults are allowed to have fun.
So you're saying there has to be a compromise there? I'm just trying to figure out like where the line is.
I think so. I think that's fine. I'm not telling them to drink. My kids know what beer is. My kids know what people do, but I don't think we're not getting like wasted in front of them. So
what about people around them? If it's not you, if there's people sitting at the bar that are getting wasted, does that not bother you that your kids are around that?
Maybe if it's very out of control, I'd go out of the way and not be there anymore. But
okay.
On an afternoon, I think it might be fine. Breweries are fine. People are super loud out there, so I don't see any real difference inside or outside.
So at a bar restaurant, like you don't see an issue with the situation that took place?
Not the initial one.
Okay.
Not the but the telling people to stop yelling or be quiet
yeah,
because
that's
my kids
for
are
sure.
here.
That's
I'm not
weird.
Doing that.
Okay. Thanks for calling, dude. Appreciate it.
This is Susan on 1 in Towson.
Susan, just give us your initial reactions. Kids sitting at the bar.
I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's just exposing them to things that maybe they shouldn't be exposed to that intimately.
Yeah.
And I took my kids to Dave and Buster's, which is like the arcade mecca
right.
for kids.
Yeah.
And there's a bar there, and I took the kids to sit up at the bar with me. And at the time, they were like 12 and 14. And they told me at the bar it was actually illegal for the kids to sit up at the bar. Mm. And they were not allowed to sit up at the bar.
Illegal?
That's what they said.
I don't know. I did not look into the
And that's at Dave and
segment.
Buster's where
yeah.
it's like clearly like obviously it's an arcade for adults, but kids as well. It's like an adult
sure,
kid-friendly
that's
thing.
Like, that's like a weird in-between kind of spot,
so I could
right?
kind of yeah. see if you were thinking like maybe right. if they could sit here real quick, but the bartender was like, no, they can't. This
yeah.
is not
and
okay.
And there was no other place to sit. We just wanted to like sit down and get some drinks so they could go back out and play their games. And we were, she said, I'm really sorry. It's not legal. They can't sit here. I was like, oh, I didn't know that, because it was the first time I'd taken my kids to a bar
sure.
atmosphere.
Okay. Wait, don't we have a bartender on hold right now? Thank you for calling. Don't we have a bartender on hold?
Yeah, this is Donna on 2.
Donna, you're a bartender. So how does this hit you? I mean, you literally see kids at a bar. How does that affect you?
Yes, it's against the law in the state of Maryland. The establishment could get a fine. They could lose their license, be suspended for a day or two, because the liquor board does do random inspections in establishments.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
what's
if anyone under 21 is sitting at the bar, and it's my job as a bartender to notify the parents they can't. There's usually tables around the bar, and the families can sit there in the bar area, but absolutely not at the bar. It's not allowed in the state of Maryland.
And that's what I was curious about, because I wasn't, and that's what I had asked initially when she sat down. I was like, is she allowed to be there? But I wasn't sure if there was a difference because it was like a clearly bar restaurant.
Right, maybe it was different. But now, at least now we know the law, so thank you for calling us with that for sure. Okay, buckle up. This is going to get really dramatic.
To bay or not to bay? That is the Maryland question.
All right. Man.
I hate this already.
I know you do. I think I hate this, and we haven't even started yet. I'm having regrets, and we're 30 seconds into this. Welcome to Bay or Not to Bay. If you're new to this, we're taking a twist on a classic tradition here on the show. Jess, a traditional to Bay or Not to Bay. What is?
I don't even know how to feel right now. I don't like this. I'm like currently blindfolded right now. Anyways, normally to Bay or Not to Bay, it's a taste test segment. And it was just supposed to be just for funsies, but now it's turned into kind of like the biggest thing that we do on the show, where we put Old Bay on things you typically wouldn't put Old Bay on, because when we first moved here 5 years ago, everyone was like, you can put Old Bay on anything. So we wanted to test that theory. We put it on stuff. It's not good on everything, but it is good on a lot of things that you probably wouldn't know unless you heard me try them.
Well, after doing this for 5 years, you have to imagine we get kind of low on ideas. Well, I think it was actually Charlotte or myself that came up with this really genius idea of, why don't we do a whole month of just mystery items, where Jess, who in case you don't know Jess, a smidge of the drama, has no idea what the food item is. That means she goes in unbiased, though, too. So she doesn't go in with preconceived feelings about what the item is. So if she doesn't like the item ahead of time, she can't even say if she doesn't like it. Like if she just doesn't like, let's say, grapes, but then she tries grapes with Old Bay and loves it.
Okay, like, that's fair. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like who knows? We're not going in with preconceived notions here. This could actually be really a more unbiased to Bay or Not to Bay. So for Mystery Month May, Jess will be trying food items, having no idea what they are. Now, to be fair, what's really fun about this is that Jess also has no idea what she's about to put in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm blindfolded. I really don't like that part. I don't like it that we're doing it. I specifically requested it not be during May because it's my birthday month, and I really just want it to be like, I don't know, like enjoy myself, I guess. But I guess that's just out the window, I guess.
She did give us a list of things that she will not eat, and I will go through the list really quick. No oysters. No canned tuna. No hot dog water. No hot dog water. Hot dogs are fine, but no hot dog water. No dog food. No animal tongue. No mustard. No sardines. No gizzard. And no bugs. But other than that, we're completely fine. So trust me, we will stay away from that. Okay, so for the video, Charlotte, can you show... Charlotte can't hear me. Can you tap Charlotte?
Charlotte, where are you?
Show for the video what it is.
Can you show for the video what it is?
Yeah, so people can see what it is.
That's what he's asking you
okay,
to do.
Okay, and then can you put Old
now
Bay...
Now can you put Old Bay on whatever the heck I'm about
yeah,
to eat?
So
it's been bayed.
Okay,
it's been
so
bayed,
this item,
she says.
Jess, how are you feeling before you try this item? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling unsafe. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Okay.
And I'm not happy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, she has no idea.
Wait,
what this
what
is.
How do I do this? I really don't like this part. I don't even see.
I'm
do I have
so
to let
sorry.
You feed me? I actually really hate that too.
Do you want to take the spoon?
No, no, you got to feed her.
I
airplane.
I don't want you to.
Airplane.
I don't want you to airplane.
Airplane.
Me. I don't want
this
spoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have
Jessica,
control.
Just literally eat that. Don't touch it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it.
It's gross.
Eat it. Eat it. Don't think about it. Just eat it. Go. Eat it. Go.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Go. Eat it. Down
is
the hatch.
It cold or hot? Can you just tell me so I'm not like afraid? I don't want to burn myself.
Down the hatch.
Okay.
Go.
Is it something that I can chew or
down
is it?
Okay. The hatch.
Okay.
Jessica.
Okay. Kramer, stop talking. It's adding to my anxiety. Just be quiet for a second, please.
Mystery month item number one.
Oh, it's pudding. Is it pudding? Is it pudding?
It's pudding, Jessica. It's chocolate pudding.
Okay, that's good.
It's chocolate pudding. That's all it was. Drama queen. It's chocolate pudding. That's literally all it was.
That was pretty good. Can I take this off now?
It's literally
that was
just,
so
bro, it's
scary.
Literally just chocolate pudding. Like you acted like you were on Fear Factor over chocolate pudding.
That's what it feels like when you can't see.
When it comes to chocolate pudding, Jessica, after all that buildup, thoughts?
It's to bay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.